The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned against enemy plots to foment discord among Muslim nations by stirring up sectarian strife. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says this is a tactic that the United States and Britain have frequently used over the past years. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the United States is particularly against anything that bears a sign of Islam. He said the American leaders see no difference between Shias and Sunnis in their opposition against Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that anyone who falls into the trap of the U.S. and Britain by taking up animosity towards Shias and Sunnis is moving against the principles of Islam. He said the enemies have repeatedly tried to provoke Iran's Kurdish population against the Islamic Revolution by resorting to ethnic issues, but that policy has always failed. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks earlier at a meeting with members of the executive committee of a conference to commemorate the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters who sacrificed their lives for the cause of the Islamic Revolution. His comments were released at the conference held in Iran's western city of Sanandaj on Monday. Well, we're now joined by Islamic scholar Shabir Hassan Ali, who's with us on the line from London, to give us his thoughts on these comments made by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Mr. Hassan Ali, over to you.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me. I was just going to say, this is something that the Rahbar and Imam Khomeini before him and all of the Islamic scholars, Sunni and Shia, have been saying for a very long time, and it's part and parcel of the message of Prophet Muhammad, that all Muslims are united. And in fact, in a way, all humanity is united, because ultimately we are all together on this planet. And those people who, if you like, push towards creating sedition, creating discord, creating strife, these people are the weak people, and they are the ones who have no other way of attempting to exercise their power. Whereas they don't understand that if we're all together, then actually the world becomes better. This is a common practice that America, the United Kingdom, and many, many other sort of colonial powers have been using to try and divide people, to break people. At the moment, you can see that across the world, the Muslims are coming together against Daesh. Because Daesh doesn't represent any sort of Islam. It's an entity which might dress itself in the veneer of Islam, but it has no Islamic credentials or credibility, regardless of how much Arabic they speak or how much they allege that they are with Islam and all this stuff. Those people who kill indiscriminately, who eat the hearts and livers of people, these people have no connection to Islam. These people are the ruffians, terrorists, the sort of the people who have no humanity left in them. And when those who are behind Daesh see that the Muslims, Sunni, Shia, Ibadi, everyone is coming together against this cancer, which is very similar to the Zionist cancer, it should be added, it suddenly becomes a bit nervous. And so what's the natural approach? The natural approach is to create sedition, to create scenarios. If you listen to the BBC over here, you will see all the time they are saying Shia rebels and Sunni rebels and ISIS Sunni and Iraqi Shia and all of this, constantly trying to promote this message of sedition and discord, as if this is like a battle between, inter-Muslim battle, if you like, between this type of Muslim and that type of Muslim. Whereas in reality, it's no different to the struggle of the Palestinians, where you have the oppressed fighting the oppressor. And this is what needs to be understood. And again, as always, Imam Khamenei elucidated that eloquently and perfectly.